Today marks the 50th anniversary of the Older Americans Act being signed into law. The legislation put into place a wide range of social services and programs for individuals 60 years and older, with the goal of helping Americans age at home.
But 50 years later, the act faces an uncertain future. Congress hasn't reauthorized it since 2006, when they extended support into 2011. Now, as the elderly population in the U.S. continues to grow, is the act meeting the needs of the people who need it most?
Here with us now to take a closer look at the Older Americans Act is Jeanette Arms. She's the interim director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging. Jeanette, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So today is the 50th anniversary of the Older Americans Act being signed into law. Can you give us a more complete picture of what exactly this act does?
Well, this act actually, first of all, it was put in place because of the lack of community and social services for seniors. And now the act helps to mandate that each state develop a coordinated and comprehensive plan to provide services, programs, opportunities, and protections for seniors. Through this act, seniors can enjoy the full measure of life, and it allows seniors to live in their homes and communities for as long as they like with a variety of diverse programs that fits the needs and desires of seniors.
So is this something that would encompass things like hot meals, assistance with bathing, and social opportunities, things like that?
Sure. Some of the services that are provided through the Older Americans Act are the home-delivered and congregate meals, family care service support, home and community-based services, prevention health programs, also job training, adult protective services and elder abuse, and we also provide foster grandparent programming.
Can you give us a sense about why this act was first created?
Well, the act, again, was created because of the lack of community and social services for seniors, and the need truly existed. Older adults needed to have opportunities to thrive in their communities and opportunities to be socially engaged, to be active, to have services that fit their needs so that, again, they could thrive and live long, active, and hopefully healthy lives.
How many people use the Older Americans Act and the benefits you're talking about?
Well, in the United States, I think that there are over 3 million people that actually use the services throughout the U.S. Now, in Wisconsin, I don't have a comprehensive number, but I can say that we have 3.7 million meals served or had those 3.7 million meals served in 2014, and 65,000 unduplicated individuals received meals. Family caregiver support, which helps educate individuals, provides respite support and other helpful resources. 2,500 families were served. Also, through home and community-based services in Wisconsin, which are services that include information and assistance, legal services, and home care services, and many other types of services. We had 97,000 contacts related to counseling, which helped people understand the complexities of signing up for the State Health Insurance Program, or SHIP. We had 35,000 outreach events for educating people and creating awareness of the SHIP program. 30,000 people received elder benefit or legal services, which was a savings impact of $115 million, which is very impactful. We actually had 230 older adults in Wisconsin receive training for employment. We had 6,000 alleged cases of abuse and exploitation as it relates to adult protective services and elder abuse.
And stepping back to get a bigger picture, when people use the Older Americans Act and the benefits there, what changes for them when they may be able to age at home or a place of their choosing instead of, say, being sent to a nursing home or some sort of other institution? How does that affect the economy and affect the people individually?
Well, again, people do better when they're able to live at home in their communities among people who care for them. People are able to be engaged, continue to be engaged with their friends, build new friendships as they age. They can also contribute to the community through volunteerism, through working, bringing back their veteran skills and knowledge into the economy. In addition to the fact that in Wisconsin, we have 780,000 older adults who are 60 years plus, and that number is going to grow. When we have these types of services available, it really is impactful to the economy because those people are using Older American Act services, which keep people out of nursing homes, which is far more costly than having them live within the community.
We're talking right now with Jeanette Arms, Interim Director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, talking about the Older Americans Act signed into law 50 years ago. And let's talk about how that law is faring today. Now, Congress last reauthorized the act in 2006, and it hasn't been fully funded since then. That 2006 authorization lasted through 2011. So how has that lack of reauthorization played out in the services people get over the last few years?
Well, funding in 2014 for the Older Americans Act was $1.8 billion. And it's been pretty flat over the past decade. So it's not keeping up with the demand for services as required by the rapidly aging population. And the Older American Act, as I mentioned previously, it certainly provides significant savings when we're keeping people at home opposed to people going to nursing homes. On average, at the national level, 85% of people who receive Older American Act support, they say that the services provided allow them to remain at home or in the community and out of nursing homes. So again, it's very costly to society, to the economy, when Older American Act dollars don't keep up with the demand for the older population.
And you said the population of aging is growing, it's getting bigger. What do you see happening if some of these services may not be funded fully?
Well, people won't thrive. We'll probably have more cases of abuse and neglect, older people being taken advantage of, us not being aware of those issues, in addition to the fact that more older adults will end up in nursing homes. They'll end up in skilled nursing facilities, which will be impactful to the economy and to society, and it will be tasking on our taxpayers.
Now, we've got two other big government programs turning 50 this year, too, Medicare and Medicaid. How do you see the Older Americans Act as fitting into that big picture? Do you think that it's maybe being seen as redundant?
Oh, no. Well, Medicare and Medicaid, of course, were signed into law by President Johnson in 1965, and these are health insurance programs that support the poor and elderly and provide nursing home care for older adults and people with disabilities. So along with the Older Americans Act, these are very strong programs that support the needs of seniors. However, whereas you have to meet certain employment or income an asset-based criteria to qualify for Medicare and Medicaid. And with the Older American Act programs, these are no-cost services, and there are no eligibility requirements. It's open to all individuals 60 years and older, regardless of social or economic status.
Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jeanette Arms, Interim Director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging. She joined us to talk about the 50th anniversary of the Older Americans Act being signed into law.
Coming up after the news, we'll get two perspectives on the economic comparison between Wisconsin and Minnesota. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.